The following is a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting. It's time for To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital. A weekly visit with the healthcare professionals at Rush Memorial to introduce you to the employees and the various programs at the hospital. And now, your host, Mary Frances Friedel.
Good morning. We're here today with Amanda Garza, a pharmacist at Rush Memorial Hospital. She's been working at the hospital since September of 2017. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
It's so nice to have you here today, especially since you actually graduated from the high school here in town, right?
Yep. I am Rushville born and raised.
And you went to college on a basketball scholarship. So did you start playing here at Rushville?
I did. Yeah. I played here all through school and high school and then went on to play in college.
And now you're back in Rushville.
Yep. I never imagined I would end up back here, but I love it so much.
Well, that's great. Well, we love having you. I know that you have done some work talking to youth about smoking prevention. Could you tell us a little bit about how you got started doing that and what it is that you do?
Okay. Well, it's actually kind of a funny story. My boss, Greg, remembered in high school, I actually was featured in a campaign from IHSAA. They were doing a tobacco prevention campaign, and yes. I was chosen as one of the athletes. And I had a big poster that was spread all around the school, and the caption was, "The only thing I smoke is my opponents." And so he's on the health board, and they were talking about doing a tobacco talk to the youth, and for some reason I popped in his head and he asked me if I would do it, and I agreed to doing it. We thought I could use my background both in sports and in pharmacy to kind of talk to kids and try to reach them. Of course, I love doing it because I love this community and the kids are our future, and I think it's very important.
So you speak at the Boys and Girls Club and at the schools as well, correct?
Yes. The first year we did it at a high school basketball game, and then last year I went to the Boys and Girls Club and spoke to the kids.
So in talking to the kids, what have you heard are the different ways in which they are smoking tobacco or inhaling tobacco?
I think right now the most popular form would be the e-cigarettes. But I think there's still some cigarettes and chewing tobacco and maybe even a little bit of hookah mixed in there. But for the younger kids, I think e-cigarettes are the main way they're getting nicotine.
I know that a lot of people, when they start talking about smoking prevention, they focus on lung cancer. Is that the way that you handle this when you're talking to youth?
Well, I kind of decided to take a little bit of a different approach. I decided to focus on the short-term effects of tobacco, and I did this for a couple of reasons. One reason was I feel like students can sometimes hear the long-term effects of cancer or heart disease and think, oh, well, that won't happen to me. I also thought they're probably getting those a lot in school, the long-term effects, so I thought I'd try to come at it from a different approach.
So what are some of the I guess, the shorter-term effects of tobacco?
So last year when I talked to the kids, I kind of broke down my talk into five reasons why I think you shouldn't smoke. The first one was health effects. So nicotine and tobacco can increase your risk of infections like pneumonia and bronchitis. They can increase your heartbeat. They can raise your blood pressure. Nicotine is as addictive as cocaine, so addiction happens very quickly with kids. It's also been proven that it's a gateway drug for other more serious drugs. And the next thing I covered was athletic ability. Nicotine and smoking slows your running speed and your endurance. It can decrease the blood supply to your brain and your muscles, so your organs need oxygen to work. So when they don't get that oxygen, you become fatigued faster. It can cause lungs to constrict, causing shortness of breath and decreased stamina. It slows the healing, so if you get injured, it's going to take longer to get better. It weakens bones, which means you could break bones more easily. And, I mean, it basically impedes athletic performance in general. The third reason I focused on was financial. A pack of cigarettes costs $5.50, and there's 20 in each pack. So the average smoker smokes 18 cigarettes a day, which calculates to about $148 a month. So I told the students, so that they could get a better picture of what that meant, what could you buy with $148 in a month? And I told them they could buy 4 video games or 11 pizzas, or they could go to the movie 18 times with that money, hoping that that would give them kind of a good idea of what that money meant. And number 4, I focused on their state of mind. So nicotine reaches your brain in 10 seconds. Youth are more susceptible to addictive properties because their brains are still developing, which I think is very scary. I think addiction can take hold in young adults very easily because their brains are still forming, and the nicotine can actually change the structure of the brain as it's developing. So kids that smoke have been linked to anxiety, panic attacks, ADD, depression, academic problems, and substance abuse. And the last thing I focused on last year was appearance. So I feel like the kids that I was talking to are starting to be at an age where they care about their appearance more. So I told them smoking could lead to yellow teeth, smelly clothes, smelly car, house. It can cause earlier wrinkles and slower healing of the skin. Also, it can cause hair thinning.
Well, I guess healing of the skin, that would be important with if they're dealing with acne, right? That would definitely reach
That
would reach a teenager's heart, right?
Yeah, that would reach a lot of teens and be important to them.
And I think if I have it right, if you don't smoke for 2 months, you could buy your own Switch. So that's mm-hmm. something my children are very interested
in. Oh, definitely.
They all want to have a Switch.
Love their video games.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I think you've probably gotten some messages that can, really reach them. I think that's fantastic. Do you think that most of the kids you're talking to are already smoking?
When I went to the Boys and Girls Club, I almost felt like they were young enough to where they probably weren't smoking yet, but a lot of them voiced concern about their parents smoking and even kind of seemed to get a little upset because they're hearing all of these bad things that could happen and they're worried about their parents because they want their parents to be around. I think some high school students are definitely into vaping and starting to smoke at that age, and I hope that we're hitting the younger kids before they start so that they can make better decisions when they get to that age.
So can you explain what vaping is?
Basically, vaping, and I tried to focus more on, I'm going to go talk to the kids again this year, so I've been trying to focus more on vaping this year so I'm more informed and I can talk to them more and give them some information about vaping. So vaping is basically a device, and it contains a cartridge filled with liquid, and the device heats the liquid enough so that it turns into a vapor and you basically inhale that aerosolized vapor.
Okay, so like you're breathing in tiny drops of liquid, basically like an aerosol.
Yes.
Do you think that the fact that there are all these different flavors for vaping is something that appeals more to kids?
I think it definitely appeals to kids. There's some like fruity ones and things that definitely kids are drawn to more. I saw an alarming statistic when I was researching, and a poll basically asked high school students if they had used an e-cigarette in the last 30 days. And in 2011, only 1.5% said yes. And then it was done, they've been doing it every year. And in 2019, 27.5% said yes. So I feel like that is a huge increase in vaping.
Why do you think, other than the fact that you've got all these flavors, what do you think that we're seeing such an increase in vaping?
The thing that scares me is I think that kids aren't really being taught enough about vaping. I think they're probably learning about tobacco and cigarettes, but haven't yet really been taught much about e-cigarettes. So I think either they don't know enough about them, or even they think they aren't as bad when in reality they are. Vaping is such a new technology that we don't have a lot of studies on it showing exactly what the effects are. It also hasn't been around long enough for the long-term effects to really become obvious. It kind of reminds me when cigarettes came out and people didn't even know they were bad and everyone started doing it and got addicted. And by time they found out that, you know, cigarettes are really bad for you, that people were already addicted to them. And I'm worried that that's kind of what's going to happen here, is kids are going to get addicted, and then later all this information is going to come out. I know information is coming out already, but I feel like it's only going to get worse. Most vaping liquids, 99% contain nicotine. So the effects that I talked about last year and earlier to your health, they still apply here because this still has nicotine in it. And we have plenty of studies that prove the harmful effects of nicotine. So there has been some deaths that have been linked to vaping. There have been 39, and there's been over 2,000 hospitalizations. And I feel like those numbers are just going to continue to go up as it becomes more and more popular.
What are the symptoms that are related to vaping?
So some of the symptoms associated with the vaping would be cough and trouble breathing or chest pain. You could have some nausea and vomiting or diarrhea, and then fatigue, fever, or weight loss.
So does vaping actually contain tobacco? You said it's like a liquid. So is there tobacco in this liquid?
Since 99% of them contain nicotine, which is what tobacco is, I would say yes. And another scary thing I saw was a study found that 2/3 of kids didn't even know that nicotine was in e-cigarettes. So I think that just goes back to point out that kids aren't being informed of what these really are, if 2/3 of them think that there's no nicotine in it really are. Vaping contains other harmful substances or toxins. So we all have heard that cigarettes have about 7,000 toxins, but the e-cigarettes also have toxins in them as well. And some scary things I found out kind of involving the FDA. The FDA doesn't require a list of all the ingredients that are in the vape, and they aren't being regulated by the FDA. Also, the FDA doesn't have any nicotine concentration restrictions, so companies can make the concentration of nicotine basically whatever they want to.
So they could basically have vaping contain more nicotine maybe even than a cigarette would contain.
Yeah, so one Juul pod is equivalent to 20 cigarettes of nicotine. So I think it's kind of confusing because you hear e-cigarettes and you hear Juul and you kind of wonder what is what. But Juul is basically just a brand name of an e-cigarette. And I think it's the most popular brand of e-cigarette. I think they spent like $1 million on marketing, and I don't know if that's why it's the biggest one, but it is. They are very small and sleek. They look like a flash drive, basically, which I feel like some parents would probably see it and not even know what it is. And the fact that they're so small is making them easy to disguise at school. Like, they could put it in their hand or slip it in their sleeve or their pocket, and people won't know about it.
I guess if it doesn't produce smoke either,
yeah, the vapors,
it's going to be harder to detect, right?
The vapors go away very quickly. Like, I mean, if someone's smoking a cigarette, you're going to know they're smoking a cigarette. But with these, you can just kind of take a puff and blow it out, and it disappears very quickly. And like I said, one Juul pod, you basically buy the device and then you buy the Juul pod refills. And one of those little pods contains 20 cigarettes worth of nicotine.
You mentioned that the FDA is not controlling what is in the vaping liquid. Mm-hmm. So basically, we have no idea of knowing what toxins would be in vaping, and one brand or one type could have totally different, you know, chemicals or toxins than are in another one. So I can see where it would be very difficult to track research-wise, because
yes,
at least with tobacco, you're always doing research on a consistent product. It's a plant, and there are different varieties, but they're very similar. You know, I can see why we are behind in the research,
yes,
and adding to the fact that it's just so new.
Yes, and even in the deaths that they've been studying, it's hard to pinpoint what's causing the deaths when all of them are so different. I know that several of the deaths were linked to e-cigarettes that people were adding THC to, and I know that another ingredient that was found in a lot of the deaths was vitamin E, which I don't really understand or know why, but those are the two ingredients that have been linked to the most deaths. But the scary thing is when you go and buy one, you don't necessarily know what's in that device. When you don't know the concentrations and you don't know, I think it's almost like you're becoming your own science experiment a little bit.
When you are talking to kids, I guess the last thing I'd like to ask you is, you know, how do you end your talks? What's the final message that you want to give to the kids when you talk to them?
I think last year I focused on their future. I want them to be successful in whatever they choose to be. They could be anything they really want to be. And I don't want nicotine to hold them back in achieving their goals, whether they're academic or athletic. And also this year, I think I really want kids to be informed about e-cigarettes. I want them to be able to make a fully informed decision, because it's a decision that could affect the rest of their lives. So I think those are the main things that I want to focus on.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, it's kind of tragic that they can make a decision now that can keep them from pursuing dreams that they might mm-hmm. not have for another 10 years, mm-hmm. you know. And once you get started on undermining your own health, it's hard to get off that track. So thank you so very much for coming in to talk to us today and for bringing us all this information. I know I have learned an enormous amount because I'm very unfamiliar with vaping, and I think that was very interesting. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
You can listen to past shows of To Your Health. Log on to RushMemorial.com and click on podcasts. Join us again next week for another visit with Rush Memorial Hospital. It's To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital on Hometown Country 94.3 WIFE. The proceeding was a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting.